Welcome to Solutions with Courtney Anderson. I'm Courtney Anderson, and this is episode 245. 245. Stunning. Stunning that that number of episodes has been reached. 245 shows. Wow. So today in episode 245, we have a show that is part of our long-running Joyful Art of Business series. And of course, this is our series where we focus on business, but from this perspective that we are artisans, that we are creative people. And so that when we are practicing and engaging in our business, we're doing it in a way where we treat it and ourselves as both an art and us as an artist. So I'm an artist. My work is my art, and I'm so fortunate to be able to create and share my art that resonates with other people, and the result is that I have a feeling of joy. So I have this joyful feeling while I'm practicing this artistic endeavor that some people just generically and blandly call business. But we know there's a lot more to it than that, right? So the Joyful Art of Business is all about understanding that the things we do in our work are outlets for our creativity, and they should be a source of joy and a way for us to share our joy with the world. So in this series, our show today for episode 245, and I'd be remiss if I didn't take a moment here to mention that we have been on hiatus for an extended period while there was an assessment about what direction to go in with this show and with the business overall. And while on hiatus, the popularity, the downloads of the show have grown so much that it greatly influenced coming back, and then coming back with a bigger, better plan to share resources and knowledge with you. So thank you. As I was saying, episode 245, this show is entitled, How Are You? How are you? That's it. Simple title, short. How are you? How are you? That is our show title. That's it. Simple. And one of the reasons that I thought this was a really appropriate show to come back after an extended break for this program was because I think that this concept just encapsulates everything that we talk about. So let's get going. We know that I mention, and I try to be really consistent about letting people know that, of course, our show main website is CourtneyAnderson.com. You can come there and click on Talk Show and find all 245 episodes of the program. And each show has its own individual show page where you can download the programs and see show notes. The show notes are the sort of highlights and notes and links to things that we talk about in shows. So I'm really excited, again, to invite you to come by CourtneyAnderson.com. I also did join and I'm still on Twitter. So that's @ZealousBusiness, @ZealousBusiness, and we will be more active on social media as we relaunch this program, and we're launching some other resources that we're really excited about. So come to CourtneyAnderson.com, reach out and let me know if you have any show ideas. And again, I'm still stunned that we're at 245 shows, and I'm incredibly grateful. And I'm also stunned at how much the show continues to grow around the world. So I said that this concept, How Are You?, which is the title of our show, it encapsulates everything that we do because it's so seemingly simple, right? It's not just that it's three words and they're three-letter words, right? How are you? Something. It's not just that structurally it's simple. It seems so simple. And one of the things when I was looking at putting the show together, I was reading an article from someone outside of the U.S. who was saying that they had been in the U.S. for a while, and that they were a bit taken aback because people would say to them, you know, how are you? And they thought, oh, well, this person really wants to know how I am. So let me go ahead and start talking to them, right? Tell them about my, you know, my stomach problems and my foot used to hurt and my cat was sick. And they started to realize, or at least their perception was that they wrote in this article that I've linked to on the show page, that when someone said, how are you, they didn't really mean it. They didn't mean, tell me about yourself. How are you? How are you feeling? How are you? How's your life? They didn't mean it in that way, that it was more of just an offhand polite greeting in society, that people just sort of say, how are you? And then the response is, fine. And that's it. So it's not really an in-depth analysis of, you know, how are you? It's just sort of like saying hello or hi. And I thought that that was perfect. And when I said it encapsulates the show and everything that we're doing, isn't that life? Isn't life where, one, something seems so simple? And then when you sort of pull back the layers, you realize, wow, I never even thought of that. Right? So if somebody came in from a different culture and heard people saying, you know, how are you? And they thought it meant, oh, how am I? Right? Let me sit down and really tell you, right? You know, my great grandfather's in the hospital, or, you know, my niece, you know, just won an award at her school. Them thinking it means one thing, and then another person thinking, I don't want to know their life story, right? TMI. Slang, right, for too much information, TMI, too much information, which is what you'll hear. You certainly hear it all over. I've heard it in different parts of the world, but certainly in the U.S., people will say, in other words, you're telling me too much information. I didn't want to know all of that. And you can see the disconnect where somebody would think, well, you asked me how I am. That's the most powerful question you can ask anybody. How do I feel physically? How do I feel emotionally? How do I feel psychologically? What's happening in my life? Am I joyful? Am I in mourning? You know, am I hopeful? Am I depressed? I mean, you asked me how I am, right? That's everything, you know? And then you don't really want to know. And then the person on the other side who's just sort of using how are you as a substitute, as another way to say hi, would be taken aback and feel like, you know, what did I do wrong? Right? I was just being friendly. Not understanding that those words, how are you, if you really think about them, can carry so much meaning. I was speaking to someone pretty recently, and they were asking me something along the lines of, you know, what could someone do for you? And it was an interesting question, right? Because we were sort of talking about life in general, and I was saying, you know, I don't really need anything, right? All the things that I would need, I've been so fortunate, and I also feel that I've also put some preparation and some execution into some strategies where I need food, right? I need shelter. I need water. And I'm fortunate, at least at this moment, to be able to have those things. I don't need that. I don't need anybody else to help me procure the resources to be able to eat. I don't need anybody else to help me find shelter. I have all those things. But I said it really quickly as a response when the person was basically saying, I think in some ways, well, you know, what need do you have for other people? And the question seems so weird to me, right? Because I'm thinking everybody needs people. Everybody wants to be needed, right? And like I said, the first thing I said to them when they said, what could somebody do for you? Is I said, what somebody could do for me is ask me, how are you? And mean it. What will it mean for you today for someone to say to you, how are you? And then to sit and to listen to the answer and really mean it. You know, it's to me, it's very moving and it's very powerful. And it's sacred in a lot of ways. that someone else would care enough to invest in me, to ask, and more importantly, to listen. How am I? How do I feel physically? How do I feel emotionally? What's going on? How am I? I mean, wow. Who doesn't need that? And sometimes in our lives, and we've done shows, you've talked about that, sometimes due to the situation, sometimes we have to be that person for ourselves. Ask ourselves, how am I, self? And the self say, well, you know, doing all right here, things could be better there, and that's okay. But of course, there's two parts to it. One of the things that we've talked about and I've shared in other programs is when we do our volunteer work, and that's when we're in a position where we're able to do for others, and we do it for no monetary compensation. And one of the things that I love about volunteer work is because it's a way to show and demonstrate with other people, how are you? And then you listen. And you're not there because someone said you had to be, and you're not there for money. You really are there because you want to be. And when you ask people, how are you? You're listening. And there's all different ways that we can volunteer and be of service, right? So sometimes you're volunteering with somebody about some of these basic issues. You know, how are you? And providing and helping them with nutrition and food and water and shelter. And sometimes you're talking to somebody volunteering. And you, for me, example, I do a lot of volunteering about business, right? What a surprise. I do a lot of volunteer through business organizations that do some wonderful volunteer work for people starting business or interested in business. And then I do a lot of volunteer work as a lawyer. So I'm, you know, so I'm there to talk about their legal issues, but I always start off with, it's, you know, how are you? Because I want to know. Now, of course, there's limitations to time. But even if it's only, you know, 5 minutes to sit with somebody and just listen, how are you? Sadly, in many parts of our world, it's a rare event. Because people are busy, right? People get up, they got the alarm clock, they get up, maybe they have to go out and, you know, get on the metro or, you know, walk or bike or drive. They got to get to work, and then they're at work, and then they're busy, 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 busy. Maybe they're so busy they don't even stop to really, you know, take their breaks, and because they're eating, you know, while they're working. And then before they know it, then it's over, the work is over, and now they got to go back out and maybe commute. And then maybe when they get back to where they live, they have a whole other set of responsibilities. You know, they got to clean and they have to take care of other people. And then they just sort of collapse exhausted and go to sleep for a little bit. And then they get up and they do the whole thing over again. So there's no time in there for anybody to ask them, how are you? And to sit and listen for 3 minutes or 5 minutes or, you know, 20 minutes. It's not happening. So when I was telling this person in my life, when they asked me this question, which I thought was kind of a weird question, you know, what do I need from somebody? I need what everybody else needs, right? And I'm fortunate because I also understand that I have a responsibility to do this. I can't just say I want to receive this. I want somebody to ask me, you know, how are you? And then sit and listen, right? I have to understand that reciprocity, which we did a show on, that topic. I need to be out asking other people, how are you? I need to be giving this too. And I think that, as I said earlier, this show topic, even though it's so short, how are you? Simple. The power. So many of the things that we talk about, right? This whole concept that we do so much in our different, we have so many different series, right? We have our financial fierceness series. We have a series, a self-employment ecstasy series. We have a series on management magicians and HR, human resources heroes. In all this, though, what we're doing is crafting that place where the individual and the organization together, they both derive more positive out of the experience than negative, right? So we're not somebody who says, oh, I'm a manager, or I'm in human resources, but I hate it. No. Well, then that's not practicing the joyful art of business. And underlying, whether we were talking about human resources or your finances or even education or Educators Eden, the point is that it needs to be within this bigger framework of how you feel about your life, one of the things that's very powerful is the ability to give and receive this concept of how are you, to be with somebody else and ask them and then listen, and to be able to respond and be there, present with them, whether it's 3 minutes or 30 minutes. And by present, I mean you're not checking your electronic device. You're not, looking off somewhere else and daydreaming. I mean, you are focused on them. And again, this seems so boring, right? Well, gee, this is a show topic? How are you? Really? Yeah, it is. And when we look at a lot of the research that we've bring into many of our different programs, we understand that the need to be seen as an individual, to be recognized for our unique contributions, is present for all of us. And yet, in our modern lives, and to be very frank and fair, I know sometimes I'm a huge history buff. I've talked about this in other shows and said it was my minor when I was in my undergraduate degree. I love history, right? So the sort of the tendency is to say, well, in modern times, we're all just so busy in technology and all these things. And now because of all this, no one has time to sit around and chit chat about how are you. But, you know, back before it wasn't like that. I'm not necessarily going to get on board with that. 100 years ago, were people, you know, checking their smartphone? No, they weren't. But was it some sort of a, you know, fantasy 100 years ago that everybody was just sort of casually and relaxed and happy and just sitting around? How are you? Oh, thank you for asking how I am. Well, today it's a little hot and I've been feeling, I mean, was that really happening for everybody or the majority of people? I'm going to guess that we romanticize things. I think it's a challenge as a human to spend any time with yourself, asking yourself, how are you? Which is why I said earlier that sometimes when we're in that situation, people get really frustrated and they'll share with me and they'll say, look, I want to do all these things and be, you know, enthusiastic and all excited about life, but my life is horrible. You know, I'm stressed out. I'm lonely. And then I'll say, well, yeah, but you have you, so start with you. Ask yourself, how are you? And people get kind of mad about that. But my point is, even if you have an excess of people in your life, right? You know, let's say you've got 7 children and 9 grandchildren and, you know, a spouse and all of, you still have to take that time to center yourself and ask yourself, how am I? That's still part of this. And then listen to yourself. And it sounds kind of weird, but it's, how many times probably in the last 3 days have you lied to yourself? We all do it. And that's part of the patterns and the behavior that we work on, right? Is being aware of it and then to try to make the decision to change it if it's not giving us the positive outcome that we want. And lying to yourself, people deny their own feelings. So when we say, how are you? It starts with you. You need to take the time to ask yourself that. If you don't want to say it out loud because people look weird at you, fine. Just say it in your mind. Think to yourself, how am I? Okay. And then be willing to say, you know what, it's okay that I feel however I feel. So if I feel great, great. If I feel horrible, that's all right. The other thing I want you to think about is this: these are powerful words. And I shared at the beginning of this show the resources where people maybe come from different cultures and they hear somebody in a culture say, how are you? And they think it really means, tell me how you are. And it doesn't necessarily mean that. It might just mean, hey, I'm greeting. Now I'm leaving. So I didn't really mean, you know, how are you? I just sort of meant hello. And so when I would ask, when you start asking yourself, how are you, and listening to the response and understanding that whatever is the answer is the answer. So don't lie. People actually, it sounds strange maybe, but people fight with themselves, right? So somebody will think to themselves, how am I? And then they'll think, well, I'm not really doing okay. I'm really upset about what happened, you know, at work. And, you know, it's still bothering me. And then they'll think to themselves, oh, you need to get over it. You know, you're just being a baby or you're whining. And they'll literally sort of argue in their own head and try to deny themselves the right to feel how they feel, which is incredibly counterproductive. And it's, but you can understand why people do that, right? Because people think I shouldn't feel that way. Well, that's neither here nor there. The question was, how are you? The next part would be analyzing it, right? Should you feel that way? What could we do to make you feel better? Are you being realistic? Do you need help or resources? That's like step two. Step one is just establishing how you are, right? It's almost like if I asked you, you know, how's the weather? How is the weather? And somebody said, hey, it's raining outside. Okay. Well, before I get into an argument and say, well, you know what? I just really don't like the rain. You know, maybe it's, you know, an issue with this part of, you know, our planet, and maybe we're doing something to create so much rain. Or here's the point. Let's get to the analysis next. The first part is it is raining. So when I said, how's the weather? And it's like, it's raining. Okay, well, I need to get a rain umbrella, or I need to get a hat or something, or I'm just going to get wet, right? So let's first acknowledge what is and then move to, you know, what does it mean? And, you know, what can we do about it? And let's analyze it. But first, just say, how are you? So how's the weather is an equivalent. When we say, how are you to yourself, don't start fighting with yourself about what it means or what you shouldn't feel. Just admit what you do feel. Just leave it. Just set it right there. How are you? I'm okay. I feel pretty good. Or, you know what? My stomach hurts. Or I'm still upset about that thing from, you know, 2 weeks ago at work. Or, you know, it's really been bothering me because I'm worried about my cat. Okay, whatever. Just how are you? And when we go to this part with reciprocity, it makes sense, obviously, that it's much more difficult to go sit with other people and listen to how they are if you feel in the inside that nobody asks you. So one of the things that constrains sort of the ecosystem of our ability to invest in each other in terms of time and attention is a lot of people inside want to invest in other people. They want to ask other people, how are you, and then listen. But they'll say, look, I really can't. You know, I'm busy right now. I got to get where I'm going. As soon as I get there, I got to do like four more things. And then I have to rush out of there, you know, and go across town because I got to, you know, pick up, you know, my kid. And I don't have time to sit and ask these other people how they're feeling. I wish I did, you know, but I don't. And the other part of it is, it's really difficult to give something away to somebody else that you feel like you don't have for yourself. So it's challenging for a lot of people to sit with somebody else and ask, how are you? And then sit and listen. And they're going to talk about how they feel in their stomach or their toe, you know, or their finger or their head hurts. And they're going to talk about what happened at work or what happened with their family member or what happened on their favorite TV show or their internet, you know, website when people said stuff to them they didn't like. And they're going to just tell you their story. But you don't want to hear it because a lot of people feel like, why am I going to sit around and listen to them? Nobody's listening to me. So that's what we were saying earlier in the show. Yeah, you start with asking yourself. And then ideally you want to cultivate this. And as I said earlier, I had in my personal life when I was talking to somebody and they asked me, what can somebody do for me? And I was like, are you serious? Like, how am I? And we've talked about in other shows, I have what I call a community of caring, right? Those are people in your life that meet the test. Your happiness is their happiness and your unhappiness is their unhappiness. And you sometimes are friends or coworkers or clients, maybe they're your spouse or your grandparent or your cousin or your neighbor across the street or that lady that you go to exercise class with or, you know, the guy that you see when you're walking your dog. I don't care what label. The question and the most important part is if your happiness is their happiness and your unhappiness is their unhappiness, they're part of your community of caring. And those are the people that you're going to start with sourcing, both giving to them this rare gift of asking how are they, and then sitting and listening and responding and following up. Following up means if you ask them how they are and they say to you, you know, I didn't want to tell anybody, but, you know, I got a promotion at work and you're the first person who, you know, I've seen today that asked me this. And I'm still kind of surprised, but I'm kind of excited. Follow up means, and then you'll say something to follow up about that. Like, oh, congratulations, that's awesome. Or, wow, did you even know promotion was coming? And then you listen. And no matter whatever they say to tell you how they are, then you acknowledge it, okay, with eye contact and verbal cues where you think, wow, okay, or, oh, I'm sorry, whatever it is. And then, as I said earlier, when you look and you start to make this a priority in your life, You expand, how are you, out beyond people that you might know to just anybody. So it could be you're doing volunteer work. It just, could you be just you're just walking around in life. You're at the store and there's somebody. You say, how are you? And they may tell you, oh, well, you know, it's a tough day today. And then listen. I know you're busy. I know at times we're all completely overwhelmed. And I also know at times the truth is people have so much of their own stuff that they honestly, if you really, you know, if they were candid, they'll tell you, I really don't care how other people are. And they'll say, look, I'm dealing with all of my own problems. You really think I have the time to sit and listen to somebody else? The show, of course, is called Solutions, this entire show. And it's built out of all these different areas, professionally and personally, that I either have experience or education or knowledge to try to help come up with solutions, right? It is a powerful thing to be the recipient and the giver of this concept. How are you? I get it that life is not always, or sometimes to be fair, for some people, life is never some fantasy of, you know, wonderful rainbows and sunshine and happiness. A lot of people, it's just like one thing after another. And they sometimes feel like they can never even have a moment of peace or contentment before something else happens. It's negative or stressful. In those types of situations, then we break down when we work individually, when I do individual mentoring with people and professional strategy sessions, we start to break it down. Okay, what can we do to start alleviating some of these problems and attacking them? But if your perspective on life were to be, you know what, I don't really care about how anybody else is because nobody cares about me and I have all my other problems. This is the last thing on my list. If you foreclose the opportunity to see other people as the unique individuals and give them the most precious gift of your time and attention, then it means that most likely the same thing's going to happen to you because you're not giving this anywhere. You're not in any way enriching other people's lives. And all I'm saying is these don't have to be incredible amounts of time, but they need to be genuine. And there's research on it that shows us, right? If you say you're grateful, you feel grateful. Part of being grateful is having the ability to share with somebody else a moment or a few moments in life. How are you? And then listen. And then follow up, ask a follow-up question or make a follow-up comment, right? Because in that moment, in that time, you saw them. Not only saw them, you saw them, you heard them. And that cliche, right? You cared. So I was saying at the outset of this show, episode 245, wow. Woo, my goodness. How grateful I was that the show's continued even in times when it's not been something that I've been making my priority of the business and, you know, putting all these resources in to like make things happen, right? But organically, it's to my, you know, surprise in a lot of ways, continued to grow. And every time somebody invest in themselves and uses this show or any of this information as a conduit, it's a huge pleasure and a privilege. I am so excited and grateful. And it makes me feel in my little tiny way, and I mean really tiny, right? Over 7 billion people. But it's that feeling, right, that we all talk about and hear about, that you have some impact in the universe. And it makes me feel like that. In my little way. And I want you to know I do care how you are. I really do. And I want you to experience all of the consequences that you have in this world, and we often don't even fully understand. But I will tell you, you can stop and ask somebody, how are you? And then listen. And it might seem like it was nothing, right? It was like 90 seconds of your life talking to somebody on the, while you're on the bus or while you're waiting in line. But you may have been the only person who's done that day or maybe that year. And the impact you may have on somebody else to make them feel, even if just for a little bit, hey, I'm here. I matter. People see me. There's so much research that shows, and we talk about it in different settings. We talk about it as an educator. We talk about it when you're in a business and you're a manager. We talk about it in human resources. But in this show, we're just talking about it just in life. Because I know you've had those times, because I know I've had them, when I have not been having a super awesome day. Or maybe even a super awesome couple of days, or goodness knows how long. And there was some interaction where someone was kind enough to give this to me and ask me how I was and listen. And it made me feel like, wow, I am here. And this other person has taken the time in their life to ask me and listen. That's going to give me a little bit more of that energy to kind of get back up and get back into life, right? And I love the thing, like I said, about this concept in this show. This is exactly what we're talking about. No excuse. It doesn't cost you any money. But it's stepping back in your life and not being just narrowly focused on one little problem or one issue or a couple of issues and looking at the big scope of your life. What's your legacy? Who are you? What are you doing? And your legacy, every little time that you invest in somebody else, how are you? And listen. No, you're not. You don't get dollars back. But the positive impacts of how you make other people feel about themselves, it does reverberate and it does resonate. And you never know, again, how that little bit of your time and undivided attention can be a catalyst for somebody else to invest in themselves and to feel like, yeah, you know what? I am me. and I'm going to, you know, get moving in a proactive and a positive way. So, as we wrap up this show, again, I always ask people to drop by CourtneyAnderson.com. That's our main central website. We're going to be back on a schedule of our shows. And again, like I said, we're rolling out many new resources we're super excited about. And I'm on Twitter, it's Ellis Business. If there's anything that you can do for somebody else, right? To potentially be part of one of those moments in life where they feel good, do it. And I would ask, if you are one of those people who's used the phrase, how are you, just as like a substitute for hi, maybe think about switching to hi. not that anything's wrong with it, but that you can see where it might mislead somebody, right? And we don't want to do that, because that was never the intention. We just try and be friendly. Right? So if you want to say hi or hello or how are you, then, or what's up, or what's up, whatever, just say the greeting, right? And don't do the sort of the inquiry, because you never know, somebody could be having, especially if somebody's having a really bad day. They may really need a, you know, somebody to talk to. And if you're not up to that at that moment, you don't have the time, it's not the right thing, just a friendly hi and or hello or hey or what's up or whatever your greeting is, right? And then keep it moving. But when you have the opportunity, I'm begging you to just try this. Just try it. Just try it. You know, let me know if you try this. You know, try it 10 times. And if you then come back and say, oh, I asked people how you are and it was horrible and all they did was yell at me and tell me I'm a weirdo and this is the worst advice ever. Okay, well then try it. Just try it. And again, no age or any other qualifications. I had a great conversation with somebody who was about 10 years old. And we started off with this, how are you? And I just listened. And it was so interesting because I am not 10 years old. Obviously, I'm an adult, right, doing the show. And I haven't been 10 years old in a few years. been a few years. And initially I thought, what are they going to have to talk about? They're 10. They don't drive. They don't like work or, and I have to tell you, I was ashamed later. I thought those things, 'cause I'll tell you what, listening to somebody who's 10 years old or 5 years old or 87 years old or whatever. But in this instance, there was so much for them to talk about their life, right? About their peers, about what happened at school, and it was riveting. And I thought, wow, so interesting. Everybody's got their story, and I'm telling you, they're all really, really interesting, just like you're interesting and I in our own little weird ways. Yeah, it's interesting. You'll be surprised what you'll learn. So I do implore you, get out there. Whenever you say, hey, I got 60 seconds, 90 seconds, ask and then listen and then go follow up on this. And then when other people ask you, don't do it inappropriately. So again, look at your culture that you're in and look at the environment. Don't do it in the middle of a business meeting, right? But if somebody asks you and you think, well, maybe that person's really asking me, try it a little bit. So they say, hey, how are you? And you say, hey, well, I'm doing okay. A couple of things are happening. If they then say, oh, well, what's going on? Don't sit there for 2 hours, but talk to them for a minute or two. Share a little bit about yourself. Again, let people get to see a little bit of who you are. Some of us, sometimes we hide, we don't hide it, but people think we're not as vulnerable as we are, right? Because you're out in your work and you're out in your family and you're leading your family and you're leading your work and you're doing all this stuff and you seem like this really kind of powerful person. At times we all feel powerful, but the reality is we're all just as vulnerable and human as everybody else. So to share a little of that with somebody sometimes can be really helpful to you and to them. Remember, reciprocity. Your life is bigger than the right now, right? It's the totality of all of the things that you do. And at any moment, you can turn and go in a direction where you have a positive impact on somebody else. And even though, again, the show topic for episode 245 is so simple, right? How are you? But it's, again, one of those things that when you integrate it into your practices, daily practices, you might find that that your life, the sort of the complexity, and the tenor of your life starts to change for the better. So I'm grateful you took the time to be here. Again, come by the site, CourtneyAnderson.com. If you find our show somewhere on iTunes or Stitcher or Spreaker or iHeartRadio or all these distribution channels, if you leave ratings or reviews that are helpful, that's great. If you have any feedback for me, let me know. And again, sometimes my heart just swells with appreciation, that people listen, and that even when I'm not attending to this show due to really valid reasons, that it's still out there and being part of people's lives, and that's just the greatest, right? So again, thank you for being here, and I look forward to you continuing to take part in our programs and our resources. And I again thank you for being part of episode 245. How are you?